Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Think continuously, think nonstop, think all the time only about what it is that you want, and keep your mind completely off of the things that you don't want. The reason why so many people are unsuccessful and unhappy today is because they think continuously about the things that they don't want. The reason that a very few people, the elite, are successful, happy, prosperous, growing, and so on, is because they keep their mind on what they desire.
We joined because we believed. We stayed because we were committed. We left because we were disillusioned. But we came back because we were lost. Without a dream, we are nothing.
I already felt like I had money back then, even though I didn't have money. I always felt like I was the champ, even though I wasn't the champ. You know what I mean?
Think what I said. Success is 5% strategy, 95% mindset.
I'm astounded by how many people want to be spectacular in life but also want to be normal. By being normal, you are, by definition, aiming for average. Normal people get normal results. Exceptional people get exceptional results. You literally can't do what everyone else does and expect to not get what everyone else has got. By doing what everyone else does, you guarantee average results.
The more you visualize and see your goal as a reality, the more intensely you will desire your goal. The more you want it, the less you will fear failure and rejection and the possible losses that may go along with the pursuit of your goal. Creative visualization deepens your belief that your goals are attainable. It increases your self-confidence. It strengthens your courage and builds your faith in yourself. The more often you replay the picture of your desired future in your mind, the more unstoppable you become. Thank you for viewing this video on how to use your powers of visualization to achieve financial freedom.
The emotion takes away the lack or separation from not having it. So we're waiting for the event to occur to take away the feeling of separation or lack. And actually, that's not the healthiest way to create. And actually, we should feel the emotion of the experience before it happens. So that if you're feeling the emotion of that future before it happens, truly feeling it, you wouldn't be looking for it. You would only be looking for it when you felt separate from it, right? So can you maintain that state? Because the only way you're going to believe in that future is you have to feel the emotion associated with it.
So good.
The moment you feel the lack and the separation, you're going to believe in the past. And there's a story that goes along with the past that has everything to do with it. Dating is hard, or finding a person, or whatever that is. The story that we tell ourselves that we actually accept, believe, and surrender to as if it's the truth, right? So that's exactly what programs the subconscious mind into a belief, right? So the default is so seamless to lose that vision or that belief in the future the moment we start feeling the emotions of lack or survival in the past, right? That's the moment we can't see that future any longer, because we would be looking at that future through the lens of the past, and we would doubt that that future could actually exist.
The Bible says, he who loves to sleep and the folding of hands, poverty will set upon you like a thief in the night. He who loves to sleep and the folding of hands, poverty will set upon you like a thief in the night.
Power of visualization is neutral. Like a two-edged sword, it can cut in either direction. It can either make you a success or make you a failure. Visualization brings you whatever you vividly and intensely imagine, whether good or bad. Continually feed your mind with clear, exciting, emotional pictures. Remember, your imagination is your preview of life's coming attractions.
Focus and do the work. I'm not saying it's easy. It's actually been built against us. The algorithm is designed to target our flaws and weaknesses. The algorithm's goal is not to make you happy. The algorithm's goal is not to make you successful. The algorithm's goal is to keep you glued and keep scrolling. It's going to keep showing you things that are engaging. It's going to keep showing you things that it thinks are going to keep you there because it kept your friends there. That's how the algorithm thinks. You're not going to beat it by willpower. You're going to beat it by distance. When you have distance from this, you can actually detox.
So once you have a vision that you can articulate.
Okay, so pain pushes you. So it's harder, and it's trying to force you into having
a vision yes.
That's bigger than the pain.
And that's a principle. Potential is always bigger than the problem. Potential is always bigger than the problem. Your potential is infinite and is always bigger than whatever problem you're going through. You begin to have a vision about the possibility.
Mm-hmm.
You start to be pulled by it. And then once you really sincerely embrace it,
yeah.
And your life begins to be, okay, when I wake up this morning, I'm going to walk in the direction of my purpose. I'm going to walk in the direction of my vision.
Giving yourself compassion and space to like be gentle with yourself and give yourself space to like experience the whole spectrum of emotions. Then sometimes we do need to just go, hey, you need to finish doing your accounts, even though it's really boring and even though it makes you feel like your brain's going to explode. But you need to do them because it's part of this greater picture and it's going to get you closer to where you want to go. And it's also the same with any time you have an opportunity to step outside your comfort zone, you know, to take risks, to do things despite the fear of being rejected or the fear of failure or whatever it is. And the more that we can retrain our brain to find this motivation and commitment to going beyond what we feel is comfortable,
yeah.
You know, that's where we see the real growth. I always say, like, there's a great quote, which is nothing changes if nothing changes.
Mm.
But I also love, you know, I say it in my book, is if you want to see and create change in your life, you have to be the change.
Mm-hmm.
Are you really ready to step out of the bondage of the past? Or is there still resistance and hesitation? Don't wait until you figure out how to do this. Just have the willingness to let go. All you need to do is change your thoughts. And that universal intelligence, your subconscious mind, will figure out the hows. Your willingness to release will start the ball rolling, and things will begin to shift. Whatever the shift is, see it as positive. Your thoughts do not control you. You control your thoughts. You are much more than your mind. Your mind is a tool you use. And the way you've been using it is a habit, and you can change the habit. It may feel strange at first, but with practice, it will become easier. Just for a moment, I want you to clasp your hands together. And there's no right or wrong way to do this. Just notice which thumb is on top. Now unclasp your hands and clasp them together with the other thumb on top. And notice how that feels. It might feel different. Might feel strange. It might even feel wrong. Just notice your feelings. This is how you feel when you do something differently, the beginning of your change process.
We only accept, believe, and surrender to the thoughts that are equal to our emotional state. We'll never accept, believe, and surrender any thoughts that are not equal to your emotional state. So you could say, I'm abundant, I'm eternal, I'll live forever, I'm healthy, I'm wealthy. And if you're programmed your body into that emotional state, it's going to say, you're not that.
It doesn't
you're
believe
miserable.
It doesn't believe it.
It only accepts the thoughts of suffering and misery because it's equal to that emotional state.
Dynamism in your brain, where your brain knows that you're only earning this amount of money, but now you're saying, but I earn this amount of money. Your brain knows that you're not a millionaire, but now you're saying, I am a millionaire. And so your brain goes to work to close this gap between where you are and where you want to be. And your brain starts to work 24 hours a day. And it works and it gives you ideas. Each person here has a what is called the superconscious mind. And this mind has been talked about for 5,000 years. And some call it the oversoul. And some people call it the God mind. Some people call it God, spirit, whatever it happens to be. But there's this incredible power in the universe that you can tap into. You could just reach into it. by simply writing down a goal clearly on a piece of paper, and then this mind goes to work 24 hours a day to bring it into your life. You've all read the books about the law of attraction and so on. Well, the fact is that once you are clear on a goal and you write it down, not type it, but write it down, is you force this energy field of attraction, and it starts to pull into your life everything that you need to make the goal clear. But if it's not in writing, not a darn thing happens.
Now the door between the conscious mind and the subconscious mind opens up as we get beyond our analytical mind. And our analytical mind is actually what separates the conscious mind from the subconscious mind. So as you slow your brain waves down, you get into alpha, you're entering the operating system. And that's where you can rewrite a new program. That's where you can rehearse a new script. That's where you can begin to plan your behaviors in an intentional way. If you can't change your brain waves, then it's like your computer running amok with all of those programs and you yelling at it, telling it to stop. You're not in the operating system. Some people can get to the point where they're so relaxed that the body's in a light sleep, and yet they're conscious and awake, and now they're in this theta brainwave pattern. And in theta, that's a hypnotic state. We're very suggestible to our thoughts. We're very suggestible to information in that state. And that state then is where we see the most change take place. And so the person can literally change from the inside out when they learn how to get into the operating system.
That we're taking shots, but we don't see any physical progress. But every one more we're doing is compound pounding progress. And in life, you have to be willing to buy into what is invisible progress. Most people quit on their dream, quit on their vision before the candy comes out. And what you and I didn't do is quit. We just kept swinging. And eventually the candy comes out. The candy could be your bliss, your joy, your financial success, your notoriety, your contribution. But most people are hitting the pinata of their life and there's no evidence it's working. But the truth is there's a compound pounding effect in life that if you keep hitting your life's pinata, if you'll stick around, there'll be some candy come out.
If, you know, manifestation is basically setting goals and desires, knowing what you want, finding images of them to put on a board that you can see at least twice a day. And if it's only once a day, then seeing it just before you go to sleep because it imprints on your subconscious. And it can be very literal or it can be metaphorical, like something that, you know, you could have a horse on there and it could mean one thing to you and something else to me, for example. And basically, I ask people to make this board, look at it daily, visualize these things being true, because your brain doesn't actually know the difference between something happening in real life and a strong visualization. And then, yeah. And you won't be afraid of it if you've already visualized it. You won't kind of meet that dream girl and say, oh, maybe I'm not ready.
Right.
You'll have told your brain that you're ready to take a healthy risk.
Wow, so your brain doesn't really know the difference between, say that again?
Between something that happened in real life or something that you strongly visualize.
Pinpoint what I want to do with my life. What happens is you have all these voices that are telling you you're up and this is gonna be hard, but for some reason, you put so much practice into you that you can ignore every one of them that are telling you you're not gonna make it and still be able to fuck it. Because you have put the practice in that you know this is the process. It's such a daunting task that all the voices are saying no. But you still have the conviction that I know I can do this. And that's what it took for me to get here.
The more I trained my mind to expect the challenge, to expect the pain. And I felt more joy in doing that. And I felt more confident in myself for showing up because I was doing what I truly felt that I should be doing in this life. Not like, oh man, I wish I could be doing something else. And the pain didn't go away. It's just, I finally gave my pain meaning. I gave my pain meaning. Now, when you think of challenges, and I think about challenges and I look at them, it's like, yeah, that's gonna be a hill to climb. That's gonna be hard, but I see them as a good thing. They're gonna make me better. And I remember that this is the price I pay for the future that I want. I have to be willing to pay that price. And the weight might be heavy, but carrying that weight's gonna make me strong. And so you have to understand there's pain either way, but it's way more painful to do something that you don't love for the rest of your life. And so I rewrote what pain meant inside of my head. And so ultimately, I want you to understand this. The most important part of all of this was as I was doing all this, I started to fall in love with who I was becoming. I didn't just trick my brain through hacks. I partnered with my brain. We were doing something together. I was doing it with compassion and curiosity and commitment. And I showed my unconscious, my subconscious, that it was safe to grow. There was no danger in growth. I wasn't going to die from growing. And so I reprogrammed my internal narrative from protection to expansion. And then most importantly, I stopped chasing easy. And I started getting excited for doing harder things because I was starting to see how I was evolving. And so the hard things are still hard. They aren't less hard. But now I've learned to run towards them because I see the benefit that's on the other side. And really, I like who I'm becoming. And I think that if you just start doing harder things and reprogram yourself to do harder things, you'll like who you become as well.
Making money today is easier than ever before in history. It's not harder, it's easier. With the internet, with AI, with Amazon, and all the different ways you can market and sell products and services online, it is easier to make money than ever before. You can make more money faster today than ever before in history. And you don't need a lot of...
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Money to get started. This is unprecedented. Why aren't more people making money? Because wealthy people always do something that broke people do, and that is wealthy people show initiative. Broke people don't. And today, the research has proven that the number of people that have and show initiative is lower than any time in history.
I'm going to get this degree no matter what. Well, it's a time limit. It's not your whole life. But you're committed to that. And then you do box yourself in. It's like, well, I'm in this box. I have to make the best of it. That's right. You're in this box and you have to make the best of it. And you might say, well, I don't want to be in a box. Are you so sure you don't want to be in a box? A box is a fortress. The walls keep the dragons away. You want to be in a box. Paradise is a walled garden. It's not a garden without walls. It's got walls, right? You have a house. It has walls. You have a room. It has walls. You don't want to be outside of a box. Pick your damn box and then figure out how to make it into a garden.
Your mind's only worried about taking care of the men and women beside you. So I started realizing, man, if I take care of these cats to my left and my right in the worst moments, my mind is no longer thinking about, you're miserable, David Goggins, get the hell out of here. You're thinking about, how is John? How is Annie? How is Sam? How is Pete? How are you guys doing? You're not thinking about me. So there's so many things you can do to get outside your own head to then allow your body to just be like, hey, we're just a machine. But you have to let your mind be able to process all these different tactics. To do that, take a different vantage point in life. When you are in the hell, you can't see the beauty of being in it when you're in it. Get on top of that mountaintop in your mind. Get on top of that mountaintop and look down at what you're doing. You can see a whole different world, and that world is beautiful, but you gotta get a different vantage point in the suck. Don't be in it. Spiritually, get out of it.
Look, you have a project that's due at work that you don't feel like working on right now. Doesn't matter that you don't feel like working on it right now. You impose discipline on the situation and you do what you're supposed to do. You have a exercise, you need to work out this morning. You haven't worked out yet. You wake up in the morning, you need to go work out. You don't feel like working out. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that you don't feel like working out. Doesn't matter. It's not part of the calculation. Discipline overrides that. Discipline trumps your feelings. And that is what you need to apply as a person, as a normal human being, no matter what you're doing in your life. You need to let discipline be your guide, not how you feel. That's what we need to do. And if you do that, you're going to end up with freedom. You're going to end up with freedom across the board. Discipline equals freedom. That's what I have been saying for a long time. It is 100% factually true. If you allow your feelings to dictate what you do, you will end up being a slave to your feelings at a minimum. But if you utilize discipline in your life, you will end up with the ultimate freedom in everything that you do.
We're instructed in life to walk by faith and not by sight. See, you want to really begin to stretch yourself. You want to become a risk taker. You want to raise the bar on yourself. Most people won't do that. See, most people engage in low life living, low risk living. Viscott said, if you're not willing to risk, you cannot grow. And if you cannot grow, you cannot become your best. And if you cannot become your best, you can't be happy. And if you can't be happy, then what else is there?
Feeling stuck is a signal that you've stopped growing. That's it. And when most people feel stuck, since they don't understand that it's tied to a fundamental need for growth, we believe it's an existential crisis and we blow up our lives. Learning anything gets you back in touch with a fundamental need. It makes you start to feel like things are moving. And from that place of feeling a little bit more empowered, you'll be able to make better decisions about what big things need to change in your life.
Set a goal to become a millionaire. And he said, here's why. For what it will make of you to achieve it. And I got one of the greatest classes in one sentence I've ever received in my life. Set a goal that'll make you stretch that far. For what it will make of you to achieve it. What a brand new reason for setting goals. And here's why. The greatest value in life is not what you get. The greatest value in life is what you become.
Do you know that every great leader that has ever lived, every one of them, they've been in complete unanimous agreement. At one point, they've disagreed on virtually everything else. That we become what we think about. Solomon put it very well. He was a pretty bright guy. He said, as a person thinketh in their heart, it's not just the thoughts that are running across the screen of your conscious mind. It's the ones you internalize. We truly do become what we think about. See, the thoughts that we're thinking produce the results that we're getting.
You want to use your imagination to place in your imagination what it is that you would like to attract into your life, and you hold on to it. And that's the secret. It's called having a burning desire. I learned it from Napoleon Hill in Think and Grow Rich. People who are able to attract prosperity into their life have a burning desire, and they never place their thoughts on what they can't have. They just don't think in those ways. Self-actualizing people always place their attention on what is showing up in their life. So the first thing you do is you place in your imagination what you would like to attract into your life, and you hang on to it.
But yes, you can change your brain. You can become the person that you want to become. You can train your brain to help you spot opportunities. You can learn how to make your thinking more positive. You can learn how to lead a company. You can become more agile and happy and successful in life.
You can manifest absolutely anything that you want in this life. But you've got to deeply, deeply imagine it. And not just imagine it from the outside looking in. You have to imagine you are there. You have to feel the feeling of where you are, smell the smells, listen to the sounds. You have got to trick your mind and body into believing it is real. It will put an imprint on the universe and it will pull you towards it.
There's a level that you've always dreamed about. It is real. It has not gone away. But it takes that extra burst when you think there's nothing left. There's no way. You've tried everything 10 million times and you keep going. It's almost like God is saying, if you keep hitting this wall enough times, I will see that you will not stop, that you are filled with that level of determination, faith, and courage. And then the door opens and you get to that next level. But what most people don't know is the next level is just 2 millimeters above. It's a level where you are not one of the best, you are the best. And you know what's amazing? You only have to be 2 millimeters more than everybody else and you get everything. You get the joy, the laughter, the fun, the family, the passion, the economics, the freedom, the spirit. It's all there. And it's just 2 millimeters above, and most excellent people give up because they're exhausted. And there's some people who go, the harder I hit it, the more I hit it, sooner or later it's going down. I'm not stopping. And when you do that enough, it pops open.
Self-image is very important because self-image, feeling good about yourself, is prosperity. Prosperity begins with that. Doesn't matter how much money you have, if you don't feel good about yourself, you're never going to enjoy it. And then look at your prosperity now, because everything that you do have in your life is a reflection of what you believe you deserve, what you believe about yourself.
To create what you really care for, first and foremost thing is that what you want must be well manifested in your mind. That this is what I want. Is that what you really want? You must look at it, because any number of things in your life you have thought this is it, the moment you reach there you realize that's not it. So what is it that one really wants is one thing. First of all, we must explore. Once that is clear and we are committed to creating it, now there is a continuous process of thought in that direction. Once you can maintain a steady stream of thought without changing direction, definitely this is going to happen in your life, or it will definitely manifest as a reality in your life.
So in the process of change, just be ready, because you're going to feel uncomfortable a lot of the time. Now the question is, do you want to stay there? So then most people think they don't have any control over their emotional state. They think, I'm just this way and I feel this way. Well, we actually can show people that that's not the truth, that when it's the hardest, it matters the most. And if you're able to really work and train your body like you're training an animal to stop feeling one way and start feeling another way, if you believe that you're an eternal being, that moment matters so much in the light of eternity, because that's the moment you make up your mind to no longer be defined by your past. Why are you being defined by your past? Because emotions are a record of the past.
So I think part of the challenges in life is a lot of us are running around half-assing ourselves, half-fooling ourselves, not full of ourselves, not studying ourselves enough, not holding ourselves to task enough, not patting our own self on the back when we do get what we want enough, not cracking our own whip on our backside when we do get out of line even though we knew better. I wish we were more full of ourselves that way.
Have a vision for yourself and a vision for your life. The key to having a vision is to have a dream. They say in the song, you've got to have a dream if you want to make a dream come true. And you can fulfill your dreams. All the great movers and shakers throughout all of history have been dreamers. They've been people with dreams. They've been people with visions. All leaders have vision. In the Book of Solomon, it says, where there is no vision, the people perish. And the metaphysical meaning of that is that where people lack vision, they perish inside, because they lose the excitement and the thrill of life. And what most people do, because of negative experiences, because of fear of failure and so on, is they, if they have a vision at all, they tone it down so it's so small and so safe that it doesn't turn them on. It doesn't excite them, and they wonder why life isn't exciting. A beautiful line I read not long ago said, if the best way to predict the future is to create it.
You are going to use manifestation to mentally prepare before and while you're doing the work to achieve your goals and dreams. Because when you mentally prepare, you remove all of the obstacles like self-doubt and nerves and anxiety and imposter syndrome and fear that are currently stopping you from taking action.
Your cells in your body and your subjective mind does not know the difference between something that's actually happened or if it's in your mind and your emotional body. So when you begin to take that on, you start to act differently, you start to speak differently, you start to walk differently. And then what happens? The universal presence, through its law, matches that vibration and things begin to change in your life.
I will attract into my life what I am, not what I want. And I am capable of attracting all things that the source is capable of attracting. That's the difference. It's like you get what you are rather than what you want. I am well. I am happy. I am content. I am fulfilled. Even if your senses tell you that you're depressed, you don't say I am depressed, because if you say I am depressed, you connect with depression, and the universal source, God, whatever you want to call it, will align in such a way to offer you whatever it is.
More depression.
Here's some more depression.
All science and all theology tells you energy is, God is. He is neither created nor destroyed. He is the cause and effect of itself. He is 100% evenly present in all place at all times. He is all-knowing. He is all-powerful. You see, the knowledge that got us into the air has always been here. We didn't just make something out of nothing. When the Wright brothers introduced us to this new kingdom, they just tapped into something that was already here. We've always been able to do that. We've just become aware of how to do it. See, a person that's earning $25,000 a year, they're not earning $25,000 a year because they want 25 a year. They're earning 25 a year because they're not aware of how to earn 50. Any person in this room can become financially independent. There's no trick to it. Dr. Wernher von Braun one time pointed out that the natural laws of this universe are so precise that you and I don't have any difficulty today building a spaceship. We can send a person to the moon and we can literally time the landing with the precision of a fraction of a second. He also said these laws must have been set by someone.
It's being absolutely clear who you are, which means what you want in life, what kind of a person you are, what you believe in, what's important to you, what you care about. You'll never be successful unless you're doing something that you enjoy and doing it well. Napoleon Hill threw this contribution onto the table in 1936. He said, do something that you love and do it well, and you'll never work another day for the rest of your life. You just never work again because you can hardly wait to get to work. You can hardly wait to do it because you love it.
But many of us never realize our greatness because we become sidetracked by secondary activity. We spread ourselves too thin, don't know how to say no. And we find ourselves doing all kinds of things and never ever have time to do those things that we need to do to work on ourselves. And then there goes a second, there goes another second, there goes another second, and we can't stop and hold time. And before you know it, you wake up one day and you're behind on your dreams and your bills. So decide that you're going to take some time to work on you, that you deserve that from yourself, that your life deserves some prime time, because you are creating your own production. As Michael Todd would say, you are the star of your show, you are the director, you're writing the script. And you will determine whether your life is a smash office hit or flop.
You don't attract what you want, you attract what you are, what you're in vibration of. So if you want abundance, you need to get to a place where you understand your abundance. And everything comes into your life the second you finally don't want it. It's not don't want it, like avoiding, like you don't need it.
Not desperate, yeah.
The second you stop looking for it, you don't even remember you wanted it. That's because you have to access the fulfillment of the connection to yourself first.
Stop saying, I got to go to work. I got to work out. I got to get this weight off of me. I got to go and meet with the people at the school. I got to deal with my coworkers. Change one word in that sentence and everything about your life changes. I get to wake up in the morning. I get to go to work. I get to go and meet with these people today. When you say I got to, you take all of your opportunities and all of your blessings and you wrap them up in stress by saying I got to. You take all the stress off of it when you say I get to.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.